Part of the VA system overhaul to address long patient wait times is to offer veterans more access to community-based primary care doctors, with the VA system still picking up the tab. Already, a lot of veterans who have served in Iraq or Afghanistan receive care at non-VA doctors' offices, and there is a push to make sure all healthcare providers are better prepared to treat and understand these patients. I recently went to an event in Center City, Philadelphia, that was meant to start a conversation between veterans and providers.
For a year and a half, I didn't think I had nothing wrong with me. I'm lucky I'm still here. Tommy's not here with us.
Camden native Drew Bendler was telling a group of Penn nurses about who he was when he returned from Iraq a few years ago, as he struggled to adjust to civilian life. He had turned to drinking, but wasn't aware it had gotten out of hand.
It took time. It took a lot of time, and my problem with my denial was my isolation.
Bendler believes that healthcare providers could play an important part in helping veterans, but they have to know how to talk to this group.
A veteran who has been trained to be quiet and to learn how to be a tough guy, so to speak, he might not be ready to open up to a healthcare provider.
People are easily able to kind of forget what these veterans have been through.
That's Gayla True, a VA researcher who is studying barriers to better care for vets. She recently organized a photo project where veterans express their experiences of war and coming home in powerful images and words. True and her veteran co-presenters now use these images when talking to healthcare providers like the Penn nurses. One slide shows an alarm clock that reads 2 a.m. Army veteran Tiffany Johnson took this picture as a way to illustrate her post-deployment insomnia.
It would take me a long time to get to sleep. When I did go to sleep, I had nightmares, and then, of course, I didn't stay asleep that long.
Johnson now works at the Norristown Vet Center and does these presentations to encourage healthcare providers to engage veterans.
Even before you prescribe all the medication and all that other stuff, ask me about my experience.
Researcher Gayla True says sleep can be a way to open up a bigger conversation with a veteran.
And the provider may have to say to them, listen, I know you're sleepless, but I'm concerned about your alcohol use. And by the way, drinking excessively can actually mess up your sleep. So if we're going to address your sleep, we got to address your drinking. The veteran will understand that.
Another photo slide created by a veteran shows a bottle of vodka next to a bottle of cold medication. It says, alcohol makes me numb. For me, numb is good sometimes. True says healthcare providers who come to her presentations and see these images are eager to learn more.
The healthcare provider needs to win the hearts and minds of the soldier that needs the treatment. And once you find out that veteran is experienced, say, hey, glad to be home. Thank you for your service. Goes a long way.
One of the nurses attending the presentation, Larissa Morgan, says what she's learned here about reaching veterans applies to all good patient care.
Asking questions and being attentive and individualizing care based on who that person really is and getting an understanding of who that person is.
The photo exhibit that explores veterans' struggles with returning home from war is traveling around the country and will be shown in Boston next.